We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Bob Huggins, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening to you.
What a wild game, my friend.
Yes, it was.
How about that? I'm loving here to get your thoughts and your insight into how that all played out. Let's jump in here, Huggs. First half, you started well, shot the ball extremely well. You were up by 10 points. You led and were in control the first 15 minutes of the first half. They took control the final 5 minutes of the first half. You go into the locker room tied at 39. What happened in that final 5 minutes?
Well, we made shots. We did a better job. We went from playing man-to-man to playing a matchup, which I think kind of slowed them down a little bit. We made one bad mistake, and they hit that three late. Just made shots, Tony. We could have very easily had the game in hand had we made some free throws.
Yeah, no question about that. Huggs, they took control there in the second half. You got down a dozen. Why were they successful in the second half?
Well, because we threw the ball to them. We didn't rebound it. They got offensive rebounds. They scored off our turnovers. They scored off offensive rebounds. And then we went down at the other end and missed free throws.
All right.
That's a recipe to get behind real good.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, have you looked at the points off of turnovers yet?
Yeah, I have.
That's amazing. 25-0.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Okay, so you're down a dozen. You start to nibble and come back. Deuce hit big shots. Sean hit big shots. Taz had some shots. Why and how were you successful besides the point drop defense, which we noted and it was successful. It slowed them down a little bit there. Why were you able to score late?
Well, we kind of flattened it out and let Deuce play, to be honest. Well, we flattened it out and let Deuce play, and then after he made a shot or two where we knew they were going to run and focus, and because that's what they do, they gang guard, and we knew they were going to gang guard them, and our role guy, we weren't throwing the ball to our role guy because they had it all jammed up in there, but so we had our role guy down screen for Sean. When he down screened for Sean, Sean was out there wide open, and fortunately made a shot.
You guys were extremely patient with not reinserting Deuce when he had the three fouls. What was your gut as to when not to and when to put him in there?
Man, we knew we needed him down the stretch. We knew we needed him down the stretch, and we thought that. I kept thinking that you know Derek would score, but Derek takes a beating in there. I mean, it's brutal in there for him. But I thought, you know, Deuce could make shots. Maybe Sean could make some shots. I thought Keedy did a pretty good job of slowing down their best player, not stopping them, but slowing them down. I mean, Tony, there's just so many things. If we make free throws, we win the game, probably going away. If we rebound the ball and not give them so many offensive rebounds, when we gave them a ton of offensive rebounds, we win the game. We just we were very fortunate.
Hugs, let's go to the final play of the game. There were multiple timeouts called there. You call a play. Chris Beard calls timeout. You make a substitution when that happens. You bring Jalen in for Emmett. Then Taz tries to inbound it. He can't get it in. He takes the last timeout. Then finally you get it into the backcourt, and it's a setup for Deuce. Can you walk us through what that play call was? What was called, and was that what you wanted exactly, or did it morph into something else?
No, it's exactly what we wanted. It was Larry's idea. I'd like to take credit because it's a pretty good play, but I really can't because it was Larry's idea. But we had those guys on the other side, and, you know, we cleared a side to let Deuce penetrate to the basket, and he did. And the whole idea was penetrate to the basket. If they wall up and don't let you there, we were going to bring Taz around behind, and hopefully we could throw it back to him. Or we had put JB in to get JB in the corner so that if Deuce couldn't turn the corner, he could go jump out of bounds and throw the ball across the court to JB for a shot.
Tell you what, Hugs, there was a lot of traffic in there when Deuce went in there. That was no little kid's play right there. There were three of them around him.
Yeah, I mean, it very easily could have been a foul. Yeah. Probably wouldn't have been for us, though. But, yeah, I mean, very easily could have been. And, he's a tough kid. He absorbed the contact and scored the ball. I thought we had it surrounded pretty good, though. I don't know what would have happened after he rebounded, but I thought if it went over the rim, Derek could get it.
Right.
Derek could overpower him and get the ball.
Hugs, second straight game, the opposing team gets a shot to win it, same side of the floor. Did you talk defense at all going into that last timeout? Okay, after we score, this is what we want, because McClung got a good look.
No, we said to let's run this and let's score, and then let's don't take our time going back. Let's go. But and he did. He got a good shot. But you know, Derek challenged it too.
You know what, Hugs? In that situation, just staying on that for a moment, I thought. One of the things is, as soon as the basket was made by Deuce, I thought the adjustment from offense to defense was really good because you fouled McClung, you didn't let him get, you made him work all the way getting up the floor, all the way to his shot, and you forced him down in the corner. That's going to be a big play when you look at the film, I think. What about you?
Well, that's what we talked about. You know, we didn't do a great job of getting back, and what I told him was let's don't, you know, we talked about it in practice yesterday quite a bit about, you know, okay, Texas got it and drove it down, but stopped underneath the basket. We had four people around him. How does he throw it out of there? We just weren't active enough with our hands and our feet, and so that's what we talked about. Let's don't do that again. Let's be really active with our hands and our feet, which I thought we were on a shot. I really think that Derek bothered it.
Do you really? No.
I'd have to look at it on the film again.
But, yeah, I'd like to know that.
But I know he went after it.
Well, the fact that you got back and you were thinking defense out of your players was really good, and I know you talked about it at a timeout. When you look at Deuce, he had 24 points, 7 for 12 from the field, 3 for 4 from 3, 7 for 8 from the foul line, 7 defensive seven total with the rebounding, 6 assists. So, you know, that's just one heck of a game from one player to do that. But you could say that, Hugs, but what about the other guys who were playing alongside him? They knew the Deuce would be the guy and who you were going to go to. But those other guys were ready, too, like McNeil, like Sherman. Those guys were all ready to make plays, too. You had 5, 6 guys at double figures here.
Well, you know what, Jay? I mean, if we just go to the line and make free throws, and, you know, Jordan has been a 80-some percent free throw shooter throughout his career, and he misses one of two and then misses a front end, which basically is going 1 for 4, which he never, ever does. Taz missed free throws. Taz is a really good shooter. He normally doesn't miss free throws. We did a lot of bad things, and we're fortunate enough to do just enough to win.
How about this, Hugs? Just looking at these numbers right now, your last 10 shots from the field, you were 10 of 10.
Well, that's pretty good, Tony.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They were 4 of 10. You went 10 of 10 on your last 10 shots. Wow.
Well, other than some of the ones Deuce took, we got pretty good shots.
Yeah.
We got step-in shots, and step-in shots you're supposed to make.
I don't think they gave you this game, Hugs, at all. People say, well, they threw it away. They gave it to you, but I don't think so. I think you went out and earned it coming down the stretch.
Well, you know, Jay, if you hear anybody saying that, would you just go after him for me?
You know, I don't go after anybody, Hugs. I'm a nice guy.
Well, Hugs, this is a great win, and now, fortunately, you get a nice chunk to get ready. We've got the SEC Big 12 Challenge here Saturday, Gators of Florida. We're going to have about 1,000 people in the crowd. That'll make some noise. That's a good thing. And a huge win here to get back onto the winning side. 2 in a row coming out of the 2-week break.
Well, I think the important thing is, Tony, we're 4-3 now. I mean, we very easily could be 6-1. We just kind of gave some away. But 4-3, I think that moves us up. Moves us, I think, ahead of Texas Tech in the standings.
Yeah, correct. They're 4-4 now.
You know, and then we've got people coming up. You know, we've got Baylor twice. We've got Baylor twice. Who else? We've got Oklahoma
Texas.
Again.
We've got
Texas. Texas at Texas.
2 with TCU still to come.
2 with TCU.
Have to go to Texas Tech. Still got a lot of games.
We're going to play 3 games in 5 days. So.
Yeah. Well, Hugs, that's a good one. We appreciate it. Congratulations.
Tony, they're all good when you win, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Very nice.
Yes, sir.